We have one item, Commissioner, that we'd like to get squeezed in here, and I can stay a little longer, even if you have to leave, Dan. So let's go ahead and take that item. I assume it's 5484.
1084.
Yeah.
Authorize.
I'm sorry. Just point of clarification. So we're going to set over.
So we're going to take
1079, 1080, and 1081.
Correct. We're going to take 1084 and set over the remaining items till the beginning of our afternoon session.
Okay. Good.
1084. Authorize a contract with HDR Engineering Inc. for the right-of-way project and pavement coordination project in the amount of $250,000.
Colleagues, I'm incredibly excited about this project, but given the time, I'm going to talk very fast. Before we get into the meat of the agenda item, I need to introduce a change to the supplemental information provided in the council packets. The spreadsheet needs to be replaced with an updated version, which staff has prepared and is ready to give to council. This updated spreadsheet reflects a renegotiation with HDR to increase the MWESB participation from 14% to 20%. This change occurred at the request of PBOT to bring the project in accordance with the city's overall aspirational goal of 20% MWESB participation. And HDR was able to accommodate this request by shifting additional responsibilities to their two sub-consultants, both of whom are MWESB firms. This was done without any compromise in the scope or cost of the project. Now, as to the item itself, this is the first step towards achieving a dream of Director Treats and mine, a dream that I think is shared by the larger community. There are few things more annoying to the public than seeing, in the space of a few weeks or months, two utilities tear up the same stretch of street. And they don't care whether the two utilities are public or private, they just don't want to see their street torn up multiple times. We do our best to coordinate among the city bureaus and with the private utilities, but the coordination could be better. Director Treat, coming from Chicago, said that in Chicago, they had a seamless system where everybody fed their information into the same software system, and the software would tell you where there's potential for conflicts, coordination, et cetera. And it saved the city of Chicago a lot of money and hassle for both the public and private utilities. So as part of the innovation fund process, some money was allocated to kickstart the same sort of process in Portland. What this contract is for HDR to do several things, to survey the other cities that have developed such an interactive, coordination method, to survey the information systems and the business practices of both the public and private utilities here to figure out what is a solution that would work best for all of us here. And before turning over to Leah, I have to give my profuse thanks to Sheila Holden of PacifiCorps and Dean Funk of PGE, who have sat here for quite some time waiting for this moment, and their presence is indicative of the commitment of our noble local private utilities to this coordination process. Leah.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Novick, and for the rest of the council for staying to hear this item of critical importance to us. The commissioner covered most of my talking points. The only addition that I would add to his is benefits will also be accrued in terms of reducing our carbon footprint, because we'll be reducing the amount of asphalt production, we'll be reducing the amount of crews that have to go into the road to do work. I can also add that Chicago, since the inception of its program 2 years ago, has saved more than $20 million in its program. Baltimore, who also instituted a similar program, saved $1 million in the first year. And Washington, D.C. also instituted a similar program, and a private utility company accrued $250,000 in savings in the first 4 months. So I know that you are anxious to move on, and will conclude my remarks.
Thank you.
I can't read this at all.
Yeah.
So could you just tell us, are there any significant changes?
So the MWESB participation for HDR increased to 20%.
So that's what's encapsulated in this size 4 font.
We have to amend the ordinance?
Do we need to move this?
That's correct.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
A motion to amend the ordinance to incorporate the revised spreadsheet. Roll call on the amendment.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay. And do any of our partners want to testify on this item other than smiling and giving a thumbs up?
Oh, come on up. Here so long.
Yeah, I think we should give them the chance to speak since they've been so patient. Thank you.
Dean Funk, PG, Manager of Local Government Affairs. I'll speak in shorthand, too, just quickly. Drove up Belmont last night, pure pavement, where the chicken place is, big cut in there. And it feels like a gash in your own leg when you see that kind of a thing. I look back on the notes that from the meeting on Valentine's Day earlier in the year on the subject. Our people had some skepticism about it, but I also see the opportunity in there. We want to make sure that, so it's good to be part of the scoping project. I think it's important. We're in the middle of our own changeover in some systems, so if we're ever going to do something, this is the time to do it. And we want to make sure we make it better, in fact, and not worse, and that we also don't disrupt. The chicken place is a perfect example of a new business is going in there apparently and wants to get connected, and you don't want to preclude them from going into business, and those are the kinds of pressures we feel from private development. But we're supportive. It's good timing, and I'll bet if Lee is half right, that's good for us too. So.
And to try to be succinct here, the one thing that it was most important to us was the opportunity that Commissioner Novick provided us last spring, or to be able to sit down with him, hear about what's happened in Chicago, and offer input on where we saw some opportunities and some potential things that could rise up to bite us. And so that I know was used to inform the scope of work that's been put together here that you guys are looking at in your contract approval. And so as long as we are onboarding, remain partners as we have been so far, we're looking forward to a good cost-effective product out of this. And so we're looking forward to the results.
All right. Thank you both. Thank you very much. Any other questions for Leah or for our partners? Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else signed up?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Then roll call, please.
Novick?
I'd like to thank, in addition to Leah and Christine, Bill Hoffman of PBOT and Chris Kavanaugh of BTS, who've been working on this. I'd also like to thank Commissioner Fish and his Utility Bureau directors, David Schaff and Dean Marriott, for their participation in this process. And I'd like to thank Commissioner Saltzman for staying past 12:45, despite his stated intention. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you. This is good work, and I'm very much appreciative that you both took the time to come and stay in support of it, because usually people only wait if they're going to say something nasty. Thank you very much. Aye.
Fish?
In Commissioner Novick's brief tenure on the council, he's come to me with two crazy ideas, at least two. The first was an idea that we bring the Citizens Utility Board in to provide outside independent review of our utilities on behalf of our ratepayers. That idea ripened into a contract, into a relationship, and now I think into a substantial change in how we will do community oversight of our utilities. In fact, it's the first time that the CUB has been asked to operate in a setting like this. So it was a crazy and innovative idea, which I think is going to bear a lot of fruit. And the second one was, and he kept blaming Leah for this and claiming somehow she picked it up in Chicago and the virus spread, but that we could do a better job coordinating all of our work. And that we could dig up a street once, not three times, and that we could even expand it beyond the city's utilities to the private utilities. The technical issues, according to Jim Blackwood in my office, are daunting, but it is a worthy exercise, and I want to thank both of you for championing it. And on behalf of Water and Sewer, we're going to work side by side with you to try to make this work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, this is a good challenge, and it looks like everybody's up for it, so I hope this will be a successful piece of work by HDR. Aye.
Hales.
Well, this seems to me to be another one of those problems that's turned into an opportunity, and it's particularly due to your passion for this idea, Commissioner Novick, and Leah, your understanding that this actually can be done. So I'm really excited about this. It's a case of where the public has a right to expect us to work smarter, and with this partnership, we actually will. So thank you all. Aye. And we are going to recess for 1 hour until 2 p.m. Thanks, everybody. Yeah, we'll go find out.